Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. Emesis Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Pei Tes, Chapter 89, Chesed is Foundational. Pasuk Beis, Ki Amarti Olam Chesed Yivaneh, I declare, the world is built upon Chesed. You live in a home. That home, whether it's an apartment building or a house, has a strong foundation. And in order to stay standing, functional, the foundation needs to be strong. If the foundation was made of quicksand, then you wouldn't have a functioning home for very long. Chesed is integral to life. It's integral to a healthy, functioning world. Chesed is not just a nice thing, a kind thing to opt into. It's absolutely foundational. As it says in Perkei Avos, Al shlosha dvar ma'olam omeid, al ha-Torah v'al avoda v'al gemilas chesedim. The world rests upon three things: Torah, avoda, and acts of chesed. Chesed is a foundational pillar of the world. Chesed is also foundational to the Jewish people. It's in our spiritual DNA, passed down to us from Avram and Sarah. We are B'nai Avram, and they embodied chesed. How do you know if someone is Jewish? The Gemara in Yevamos, Daf Ayin Tes Amud Aleph, says there are three distinguishing characteristics to a Jew. They are Rachmanim, V'habayshanim, V'gomlei Chesedim. They are compassionate, they are Bayshanim, and they perform Chesed. We see this trait exemplified in our communities. Our Chesed organizations are unparalleled. Gemachs abound. Classic forms of Chesed include Tzedakah, visiting the sick, having guests, giving loans, and burying those who passed away. Can you imagine living in a society that didn't do any of these things? In a community where you were all alone? No Chai Lifeline, no Tomchei Shabbos, no Chevra Kedisha, no Bikur Cholam houses. Chesed can also be performed in the smallest actions. Giving a compliment and an encouraging word can sometimes change someone's life. And even if it doesn't change someone's life, but just makes them feel better for the next 5 or 10 minutes, that's an amazing accomplishment as well. You, quote unquote, built that person up for the next few minutes. Like Hashem built the world upon chesed. And each person, as we know, is a world unto themselves. I'd like to share three ideas to help propel each of us towards seeking more opportunities for chesed and for seizing the opportunities to perform chesed once they present themselves to us. Idea number one, when we perform chesed, we are imitating HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like Hashem built the world upon chesed, with every act of chesed, we continue to uphold the world. And this brings us closer to Hashem. Idea number two, as we discussed in Perek Mem Aleph, we actually benefit ourselves when we give. Even if our only agenda was our own happiness and success, giving chesed is a step in that direction. And the third idea, every Jew is a precious child of Hashem, and when we do chesed, we are helping His children. I personally find this last idea very motivating. When I'm in a situation where there's someone who needs help, but for whatever reason, I find it hard to give to them. When I can tune into this concept that I have the amazing opportunity to help Hashem's child, then all of a sudden I find it much easier to give. May we each continue to grow in the area of chesed, and in doing so, we are upholding the world. And mazel tov with the conclusion of this perek, we together just finished the third sefer of Tehillim. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150. 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, the Eloi Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Bas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.